Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Welcome. My name is Bill Trestenreiter, and this is September the 10th, 2011. Would you please state your full name?
My name is John Carl Roberts, but I go by J.C. Roberts, the initials.
Okay, so when did your family move to Edgerton?
In 1937.
And when did they move here?
My dad was a farmer, and they rented at that time in different farms, you know. Seemed like every March, 1st of March, was moving time.
So where was this farm located at?
North of Edgerton, 3 miles north of Edgerton on County Line Road.
So what kind of farming did they do?
General, they raised crops, plus cattle and hogs. They always had a large garden.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of type of crops they had?
Oh, they raised corn and a lot of hay. Put up a lot of hay. It was mostly corn and hay back then.
So what type of businesses did they have here in town?
Well, they had several businesses. Like I said, there's actually 4 grocery stores, hardware store, lumber yard, the bank, 2 dry goods stores, the post office, and the theater, the drugstore, and the outdoor theater. That was only in the summertime did they have that. And it had wood benches to sit in. But some of us kids was pretty poor, and there was a barn across the street. We could climb on the roof and sit there and watch the movie.
Now, were all these businesses and stuff, were they in the center of the town, or where were they located at?
Mostly in the center of the town, right along the main street, which is the main street now. And they started at where Harmer's is and went the other way to the postery house that was at the far end. And on the opposite side, there was the central office, telephone central office. And it went down all the way down to Masoner's Garage, where the library is right now. In between that, there was the greenhouse, the drugstore, the movie theater, restaurant, and then a grocery store. And on the other corner, there was a type of restaurant where it's mostly sandwiches, where all the kids hung out after school and things. And next to that was Ward Miller, where there was a post office in the dry goods store. And next to that was Edna Dotz's grocery store, and next to that was Nash's. Nash's has been there a long time in that building. And if you go in across the street, it started out with the funeral home, and then there was a poultry house where you sold your eggs and cream and things. And then you had next door to that was a tavern. And then on the next one was another dry goods store. And on the back street, just back of that, there was a jewelry, a watch repairman. Raleigh Johnson repaired watches and clocks. Then you went across the street, there was the bank on the corner. The next to that was Shearwood's Garage. And then B. Snooks' beauty shop. And then next to that was, they called it the locker plant, but it was also had frozen, you rented locker space, plus they had grocery store in that. And next to that was a service station. And next to that was a big hardware store. And I can remember it had an old plane hanging in the ceiling. And across the street in Oscar Masoner's garage, he also had a plane hanging, small airplanes. And then, the hardware store on down, we went down about a block, and there was another little grocery store. And at one time, it had a filling station, but when I was growing up, the filling station was closed.
Now, would the families go to a certain grocery store for certain products, or how did that work?
Some people had their favorites, I guess you'd say, but the big one would have been Wells on the corner. That was the one, the most popular grocery store.
Now, where was this outdoor theater at?
It was behind the grocery store and a drugstore and the indoor theater and a restaurant. And it's set on the back of this same block that the library is on, only it's the far back corner up by the alley. There's an alleyway there. And the air dome, as they called it, set behind that. And like I say, in the summer, they had their movies out there a lot.
So when you're going to school, what type of school did you go to?
I went to grade school here in Edgerton. And then I went all through till my junior year in high school, the schools combined. And then become North Platte, Edgerton, Dearborn, Camboin combined. But I went through 10 years of school here in Edgerton. And then when they combined, I played in every sport there was. Every boy was out for football or something, you know.
So they did have a sports team.
We had six-man football. Last year we were here, we only had eight boys to play. So the coaches and the janitor would come out to help us practice, so we'd have enough for practice.
What was the name of the team?
Eagles, the Edgerton Eagles.
So how many people were at the school?
Oh, let's see. Maybe 65 in the high school, the whole high school.
So what did you guys do for fun in this town?
Well, when I was younger, we played a lot of baseball down the park, and there was the old mill down there behind the park. And a lot of times we hit a ball that went up through a window at the old mill. But we played a lot of baseball, and we had a dirt basketball court here in town that Leland Masoner and Gilfrey's grandson, Gilbert Scholars. We played after school. We'd be there playing basketball, and then of a night with they had a little more or less hangout for the kids, and it was hamburgers and hot and sandwiches and malts. And above that, they had a balcony where they had a jukebox. You go up there and dance. Sometimes we'd sit up there and play cards, you know, pinochle.
What kind of music did they play?
Oh, a lot of country western. A lot of country western, yeah.
What was your favorite band during that time period?
Oh, in that time, probably it would have probably been maybe Johnny Cash or some of those. My first movie I ever remember in this town really well was Shane. That was one where they played it, I think, every night of the week for like 2 weeks, because people all around the country come to see that, and they couldn't get in. It was a small theater.
Do you remember how much it cost to go see the movie?
For a kid, it cost me 12 cents.
What about, like, did they sell popcorn and stuff like that?
They sold popcorn, nickel a bag. A man named Mutt, we called him Mutt Baber, run the... And a lot of times when on the weekend he knew kids didn't have money and the show would be not full, after it started he'd come out and get the kids off the street and take them in and let them watch. He was just a fine old gentleman.
And did you guys go on hay rides?
Some, not too much. In the winter we did a lot of sled riding and things like that.
Where would you do that at?
and farm pastures around close, and there's a hill up here called Marl's Hill, and we go. You can go down that, and you could come almost Main Street in Edgerton on a sled. But you didn't want to miss the tracks on the bridge when you went across.
How did you get back and forth to school?
Back and forth, a school bus. I was on a school bus, but like in fall when football started, well, you'd have to stay late, so I'd ride a bicycle 4 miles every day to school and at home afterwards so I could play the sports.
So do you still live here?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Did you meet your spouse here?
No, my spouse, she was a school teacher in St. Louis, but through a cousin of mine that lived in Kansas City, they were close friends, and that's how we met.
What was her name?
My wife's name was Colleen Martin, and her family was mostly from St. Louis, but her dad was transferred a lot. He opened up all the new Katz drug stores, when there was new open. He would go there and get it all set up and running for like 2 or 3 years, and then it'd be transferred again. So at times, she did live in North Kansas City. That's where my cousin got to know her.
So how did you convince her to stay here?
Oh, she loves it here. She loved this country.
So what do you do here?
Well, I'm retired now, but I worked for 18 years for American Can in North Kansas City. Worked 14 years for Walters Electronics, and 11 years I run a TV repair shop in Edgerton, sold and repaired TVs. And then I retired from the Hilton Hotels as chief engineer, the airport hotel.
So the business that you had here, you worked for here, what was that at?
And the business I had here was on the main street. It was next to Nash's building, where Nash's building is up here on the street. It was right south of it. And my mother had an upholstery shop at that time right next to my shop, where she was there for 35 years. And she upholstered divans and chairs, and she had them. She was so good and so fast. She had stuff shipped in from New York for her to redo. She was that good.
And what was her name?
Retta Roberts. And she could upholster a large divan and a big, large chair in one day by herself.
What was her maiden name?
Teeple. Originally, they came from around Springfield, Missouri. But she had a brother that lived here, Bill Teeple. And Bill Teeple's daughter, Maxine, is the one that opened up the Harmer's Cafe here that's so well known around the country.
So, as far as like cemeteries go, is there like a one central cemetery that everybody is buried at, or there?
No,
for the town?
There isn't. There's one at Ridgely. There's Reed Cemetery on Z Highway. And then there's a cemetery on what we call the Old Mill Road. There's three right here close. Now, my family's all buried in the Reed Cemetery, which is on Z Highway. There's lots of families buried at Ridgely, which is, it's not all the way to Ridgely. It's between on B Highway between here in Ridgely, Edgerton and Ridgely.
Do you remember the fire station or the police department being here?
Yes, the fire station. That's a funny story. That was 1960 when tornado went through. And my good friend Donnie Garr, he was there. And he had to go under a fire truck because it destroyed the building. And next door to that, at that time, I belonged to Army Reserve and National Guard, and I was called out because the tornado went through Leavenworth. And while I was at Leavenworth, that day I had bought a new 1960s Buick. And it was sitting under a tree, and the tornado put the tree down on top of my brand new car.
So this fire station, where was that at?
It was down about where the fire station is now. There's a concrete block building down there now that served as a fire station after the original one, which originally was the train station. And then that was converted to the fire station. And it's right down by the creek. And next to that, I forgot there was a lumber yard there also. And at that lumber yard, on a weekend, if you need lumber, they'd have a list down there. You could go pick up what you wanted, and you wrote what you wanted on the list or what you got, and you'll go back later and pay for it.
What about the police department?
Well, we had a city marshal, John Garves, the first one I can remember. And he had three sons that were about as honorary as I was. They were a little older than me. I remember one Halloween when we'd done our usual tricks of turning over outhouses and moving farm machinery into the town. We always had a Ford tractor that we set in the door of the theater, and another one over in front of the bank, and things like that. And one night, I remember, I was only about nine, and I was with my older brother, and John Garr, he was the marshal, he took us all, put us in a little jail down here, and called all our parents and let us know, and the next day he made us clean up the town.
So where was this, the jail at?
It's still down there. It's a little block, concrete block building. It's right down close to the Grove Creek, only a little north of where the fire station is now. It's the jail is still there, maybe 15 by 15. But, yeah, we had...
Was there a place for you to sit inside there?
Or? That was about it when all of us boys was in there. We was...
Was there a bench or...?
There was benches around, yeah. There was a bunk or two where people could sleep.
So did they actually have a cell?
Yeah, they had two cells in it.
So for the weekend or when you were out of school, what did you guys do for fun?
Oh, usually we come to Edgerton on... of course, I lived in the country, and we'd done farming all day, but on Saturday night, we came to Edgerton, and we'd go to the theater, and my mother would bring her eggs and cream to the poultry house, sell in, and she would go buy her groceries. And back then, at times, we didn't have a car, and we came the 4 miles with a team and wagon. And if it was cold, we had covered up with blankets and everything else in the back of the wagon.
You talked about earlier that you was with your brother in town. What was his name?
Charles William Roberts, and he lives next to me here in Edgerton today still, but he's 81 now, and he doesn't get out much.
So who's older, you or
he? My brother is 5 years older than me. I had a sister that was 5 years younger.
And she lived here too?
She lived here until she was married. She moved to Gower, and she passed away at the age of 60 with cancer.
So what are some of your fondest memories of growing up here?
Oh, in Edgerton, probably sports. I played. We had a young baseball team. They had a men's team here, and they also had a boys' baseball team. We were just like from 12 to 16 years old. In 4 years, we played every game before the men played. We played a game. We lost one game in 4 years, and that was to a bunch of 18-year-old boys out of Kansas City called the Kansas, they were black boys. It was called the Kansas City White Rocks. They beat us 1-0.
And what was the name of your team?
It was just the Edgerton Boys. We were all just local boys.
So what time period was that?
That would have been in the 40s, late 40s. And But if wherever the men's baseball team traveled, they arranged to have a game for the boys, too, before. And I played all over Northwest Missouri as a boy.
So you guys were too young for...
For the men's
for the
team.
For the World War II?
Yes, I was too young for that. I come along at the time that I graduated and the Korean War was going on. And luckily, at the tail end of that, I went into the service, and I served 2 years. I was out of the service, and then in 1960, John F. Kennedy called us back during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I spent a year in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay, what branch of service was that?
Army. Yes, I was a first sergeant when I came out of the service.
So, when you came to town, what was your favorite place to visit or to see?
Usually, is the place where all the kids hung out with the hamburgers and and malts and shakes. We all hung out there at the jukebox and things if we weren't playing ball somewhere. But back then, every kid played ball, it seemed.
What was your earliest childhood memory of being here?
Probably my sister being born. I can really relate to that.
Was there something special about that?
It was. The neighbor lady, she was born in the house at home, and the neighbor lady had come and took care of us, come upstairs that night after she was born and woke me up to take me down to see the new baby. And then I didn't want to go back up the stairs to bed. And she spanked me and sent me back upstairs. And Mom said the next morning I come down and I said, "Is she still here?" And she didn't know whether I meant my sister or the lady, Mrs. Pike, that had spanked me.
What was the farm like? How many rooms?
We had... 3 rooms downstairs and 2 upstairs. It was like a 5-room house, but we didn't have electricity. We had no indoor plumbing. We heated with wood or coal. I cut a lot of firewood with a cross-cut saw with my brother as a youngster, and that was the first thing we done in the fall after school was we'd come home, we cut up wood for the cook stove for the next morning and the stove.
So how many people actually lived in the house?
Well, there's my mother and dad and there's three children.
So did you guys ever get indoor plumbing?
Not till much later. Probably 1950. We got electricity probably in maybe 46, something like that.
You sort of mentioned some of your chores that you had doing those. Were there any other chores that you had to do?
Oh, we had hogs to feed and usually gather the eggs, things like that. Milk, we'd milk several cows. And that's why I have such big hands, I always say, because I milk so many cows. We didn't have milkers. And we sold, a truck come by every day and picked up a cream can, as we call them, full of milk. And we sold that too.
So what did you guys do for holidays? Did you guys have special celebrations?
Well, we had other relatives in the area, and we would all get together with the other relatives.
Did you play games?
Yes.
What type of games did you guys play?
In the winter it was like cards or something or dominoes, and in the summer we was usually outside, especially as boys, if we were either playing games or swimming in a pond or fishing or something.
What was school like for you? Did you have a favorite subject? What did you guys...
My math was my favorite subject. I always got A's in it. And probably the one I hated more was geography. That was always the one I really... But I always remember I had a high school coach named Truman Wilson. He was Superman. And my sophomore year in high school, I always got A's. And one quarter, my grade card come out, I had a B on it. And he told me either I had an A the next quarter or I was off the team. And I had an A the next quarter.
So were there any favorite songs or music?
Oh, yeah. Well, my favorite was when I was little, I'd always ask my mother to sing Strawberry Roan. My mother was a very good singer, and that was always my favorite that she sang for me.
Who was the oldest relative you remember?
My grandparents. They lived here in Edgerton for a while, too.
What were their names?
Teeple. On my mother's side, the name was Teeple, John Teeple, and Julie.
Remember what her maiden name was?
Scott. Her maiden name was Scott. And my father's family lived at Gower, which was close, too. We visited up there a lot.
And what were their names?
John Roberts, the same as mine, was my grandpa. And my grandma was named Kizzy. K-I-Z-Z-I-E, and she was her maiden name was Mitchell.
So, when you go to visit them, what did you do at their house?
They had kids too. We played together a lot, and I can remember when I was real young, we used to, several neighbors and my family too, on the winter, they would get together and they'd move all the furniture out of rooms and have a square dance. And we had a left-hand fiddler that lived near as well known as Albert Nolan. He was the only left-handed fiddler, they said, in the state of Missouri. And somebody usually played the guitar and different ones we'd call. So
I guess, are there any physical characteristics that has been passed down from generation to generation that's just sort of aware of, like blue eyes or?
Not so much so, although everybody always said I looked like my dad and my sister, and my brother always looked like my mother. She was a fairer complexion than dad.
So what was your favorite food?
Just any of mom's cooking. Of course, I'm a chocolate fiend, so I loved her chocolate pies and chocolate cakes.
And what about your grandmother? What was your favorite thing that she made?
Let's see. Maybe the homemade ice cream when we'd go there. We always had homemade ice cream when we'd go there on a Sunday or something.
Who made the ice cream?
Well, she mixed it up, and my dad or maybe my grandpa or my uncles would be there, and they'd mix it up. But my dad and one uncle always made sure there was two batches of ice cream made. And each one was like a gallon. My dad and my uncle ate the 1 gallon, and the rest of us got the other gallon.
Now, was this your father's parents?
No, it was my mother's parents where we usually went.
What fads do you remember growing up?
Let's see. In high school, we had a fad for chartreuse, and it was a real brilliant pink were the colors. And I always had a shirt, a chartreuse, and a pink one. And our socks we'd have one of them we'd wear pink and the chartreuse on the other foot. Of course, we had every day. So, and also in our high school basketball team, we all had flat tops. And one year when we were undefeated, we bleached the front of our hair, just the front. And we was known around the country as the boys with the bleached hair.
So what were some of your proudest moments growing up here?
No. Probably just graduating and the sports. I love sports. I played every sport there was.
So what's your worst memory that you of being here?
Maybe the winter times when it was so cold. Our old house was very cold, and sometimes it was pretty cold.
So what do you have to do to keep warm?
Well, we used a flat iron when we first went to bed, and we wrapped it in a blanket after it had been on the wood stove, got it hot, and we'd warm our beds that way.
What about in the summertime? What did you do? Try to keep cool?
Oh, we had a screened-in porch. I slept a big part of the time on the screened-in porch. So.
And how did you keep your food and stuff cold?
We had a cellar, and also I can remember lowering it in milk and stuff in a bucket down into a well. And so we had a cellar, and we cut ice in the winter. And we'd put it in this cellar and cover it up with sawdust, and we could store our food down there for the summer.
So where would you get this ice at?
Off the ponds, just the farm ponds. We didn't use it to mix it with anything, but we kept things cool with it all summer. And it would stay for a long time in that cellar covered with sawdust.
You said that that there was fish in the pond. So what type of fish were in this pond?
Mostly catfish, bullheads, and some perch.
But so who would clean these fish up?
Usually our parents did. I always remember one night we fished late, and I'd caught about a 12-pound catfish. I come home, and this was after we had indoor plumbing. I woke my parents up, and I told them I'm going to put it in the bathtub the morning. And my mother made my dad get up and clean it. He told me, from then on, you come home, you bring fish, you clean them. That was the end of that.
And how was this fish prepared for you guys to eat?
We usually fried, yeah, deep fried.
Your children, they live here?
I have one daughter and two grandchildren across the street from me. And I have a son that lives in Liberty, one who lives in Trimble, and one who lives in Smithville.
And what are their names?
John Roberts, the oldest, he's John Roberts Jr. My middle son is Jim Roberts, which was after my dad. My dad's name is Jim. And my youngest son is Bill Roberts, and he was named after my uncle. And then my daughter, I lost a daughter that 16 years ago this month. Her name was Dawn, and she just graduated from college and was just starting to teach at school when she came down with a disease called scleroderma, which is hardening of the vital organs in your body, and we don't really know where it came from. But it's in the lupus family. And then my youngest daughter, she lives across the street from me, and she has two little girls that we absolutely adore and get to see every day.
And what are their names?
Sierra and Cheyenne. And, my oldest son has three sons, and they're all in high school at Liberty. And all are outstanding athletes. The oldest is a senior this year, and he's on. He's got a list of colleges wanting to play soccer.
And what's his name?
That is Hunter Roberts. And then his younger brother, who's a sophomore this year, Cole Roberts, is a swimmer. And last year, as a freshman, he won the state in 50 and 100 meter swims. And then the youngest one is a freshman this year, and he's 6'1", 240 pounds, and he's the starting center and nose guard on the Liberty football team.
And his name?
Noah.
Do you remember the newspaper here?
Yes, Jody Kiefhofer started it. It was a little paper about like this, and maybe two or three pages, and It was, and it cost you a nickel, I think.
What type of news did he put?
It was just local news. Like my mother, Retta Roberts visited with such and such neighbor, or went shopping in St. Joe or Kansas City, and it was mostly that kind of news. And then he'd have the sports news from the schools.
Did they give you guys trophies or anything for your sports activities?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Were there any ceremonies? And
yes, we had what we called the Letterman's Banquet every spring after all the seasons were over, and we got our letters and our awards. So,
was this done at the school?
At the school, in the gym. But the parents, everybody's invited. It's like a big dinner, more or less. And it was just, all the boys and girls were honored. And we had some very good athletic teams in this community.
So what do you consider your greatest achievement?
Raising five kids. Marrying a lovely woman and raising five kids would be my biggest achievement, because they've all turned out good.
Is there any family stories that have been passed down through the through the years?
Not that I can really think of right now.
Okay. Anybody famous that you're supposed to be connected with?
On my wife's side, she was her uncle was a baseball player for the St. Louis Cardinals. Nickname was Heinie Mueller, and she also had another uncle, Pepper Martin, who played for the St. Louis Cardinals. And then, my mother, when she was young, she used to date Jim Davis, who was the Dallas, program on TV that was so popular. She grew up neighbors to Jim Davis, and they dated. And then Lloyd Bridges, he grew up in this community. He was working for my dad one day. They were cutting tobacco. They raised tobacco too. And he threw down his tobacco knife and said, "I'm going to Hollywood." And the next thing my dad heard up from him, he was in Hollywood. He was in the movie. So that would have been interesting.
So they had famous people from here.
Oh, yes.
Were there any others that you're aware of?
I can't think who they were now. Yeah, but there was a couple others from this area. But that was the one I always, the two I always remembered the stories of, because they were closer to my family.
So were there any other stories that you can remember about the town during the time you were here?
Mm-hmm.
Murders or bank robberies?
There was some murders. Yes. a man named Smith was killed right up on the street. Now, but there was a tavern there across where the T-shirt shop and all is now. There was a tavern in there, and there was a fight broke out, and two brothers were beating up on one guy, and this Smith came in and took up for the guy, and the brothers shot Smith, and the brothers were found hiding under a porch down here on the corner, just across from where the library is. They were hiding under a porch, the ones that murdered him. And yeah, I went to school with his daughter, the one that was murdered, Donna Smith.
What about bank robberies or any other crime?
There was a bank robbery here, a couple of them. One of them, the people, everybody knew everybody in Edgerton, and there was a group of men standing in front of the bank. And they looked in the window and they said, "Look at all them people back there gathered up together. Were they having a party?" And they were being robbed. Well, the guy came out, got took off and got away, and he would have got away, but he run an old farmer off the road and made this old farmer mad, and he turned his truck around and chased him all the way to Liberty, and they caught him, bank robber.
What year was this?
That would have been in the 50s. I can't remember the exact year, but that would have been in the 50s. And the band's name that chased him down was named Tanner. I can't remember his first name, but his last name was Tanner. And he was kind of a quiet old farmer, but he made him mad when he ran him off the road and was getting away.
So, why did you end up staying here in this town?
I don't know, family, and I just, people in general, a lot of good people. I have lots of friends, grew up with. Hard times, they're there for you.
So what do you think caused all these businesses to move away?
Well, the fire wiped out a lot of them, and that was in the 50s. There was a fire that burnt the theater, it burnt the restaurant, the grocery store, the drug store, and the library. The whole strip through here was burnt. It happened during the night because I was in Edgerton. I went through Edgerton about midnight the night that it burned. Everything was fine. And at 2 o'clock, all these buildings were on fire. Never known the real cause of what caused it. But it was the whole strip. And that really hurt the town.
Do you know why nobody ever rebuilt?
No, I don't. Just later on, the bank bought out part of it, and they built the bank there, built the new bank there, and then here where the library sits, the Mason's Garage, I guess, well, there was nothing here at the time it was gone till the library built here.
So, what places did you go to in this town to buy goods or whatever?
Now? There's not much. There's not much. Nash's has a little convenience store. And other than that, there's really no real businesses in Edgerton except they're known for Harmer's Cafe and the bank and the library.
So, were there, like, family businesses?
Oh, yes. There were several family businesses. Like Wells's, there was the father, the son, and son-in-law. Three of them, families in the grocery store that survived off the one grocery store. And the restaurant, there was two different ladies run one of the restaurants, and they both... They weren't related or anything that I know of, but they both raised their families off of that.
Do you remember what their names were?
Helen Foster and Edna Edwards. They run the restaurant for years.
Do you remember what it was called?
Foster's Cafe, I believe. And then the drugstore, it was just one lady that run it for years, and I'm drawing a blank and calling her name right now, but she ran it for years. And then the garage, the Oscar and Leland Masoner, they were brothers, they run the garage. And Oscar Davis had a hardware store across the street. There was mostly family, you know, survived off each business.
Growing up, where would you go to buy records?
We would have to go to St. George, Kansas City, and go to the Cat's Drug Store or someplace like that.
So no places around here?
No, there was none that I could think of.
Like, where do you buy a TV and stuff? Do you have to go to the big city to do
it? No, the first TV I bought at Nash. Nash has had an appliance along with their Nash Gas. They had an appliance store. Our first TV was bought there in 1952. It was a Helicrafter was the name of it. Old black and white. That was our first family TV.
How big was the screen?
It was probably maybe 17 inches. It was the bigger screen for the back then. It's kind of a funny story on that, too. I was a sophomore in high school, and I'd saved my money to buy this car. This guy had promised me he'd sell it to me. And when I got the money and went to him, he'd already sold it. So I was disgusted, and I went and bought a TV for the family with my money. So we all got to see the benefit.
Was it one of those big cabinet ones?
Yeah, it was a table model, but the cabinet was huge on it, you know, and heavy.
How'd you get it home?
Probably in the back of the car, maybe, I don't know, maybe in a wagon even, team wagon, I really don't remember. How we got it home.
Was there anything else you'd like to say about the town?
Let's see. No, it was just a good place to grow up. You had quite a mixture of people. I'd say that. You had all kinds. But really, when times were hard, the good people came together. They always supported each other.
Well, thank you for coming to tell us your story today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.